everyone. It's Caitlin Johnston here. I'm reading How to Defeat the Empire. Okay, so one of the biggest and most consistent challenges of my young career so far has been trying to find ways to talk about solutions to our predicament in a way that people can truly hear. I talk about these solutions constantly, and some readers definitely do get it, but others will see me going on and on about a grassroots revolution against the establishment narrative control machine and then say, "Yeah, okay, but what do we do?" Or, "You talk about the problems, but you never offer any solutions." Part of the difficulty, I think, is that I don't talk much about the old attempts at solutions we've already tried, that people have been conditioned to listen for. I don't endorse politicians, for example. I don't advocate starting a new political party. I don't support violent revolution. I don't say that capitalism contains the seeds of its own destruction and the proletariat will inevitably rise up against the bourgeoisie. And in general, I don't put much stock in the idea that our political systems are in and of themselves sufficient for addressing our biggest problems in any meaningful way. What I do advocate for over and over and over and over again in as many different ways as I can come up with is a decentralized guerrilla psy war against the institutions which enable the powerful to manipulate the way that ordinary people think, act, and vote. I talk about narrative and propaganda all the time because they are the root of all our problems. As long as the plutocrat-controlled media are able to manufacture consent for the status quo upon which the plutocrats build their respective empires, there will never be the possibility of a successful revolution. People are not going to rebel against a system while they're being successfully propagandized not to. It just won't happen. Most people who want drastic systematic changes to the way power operates in our society utterly fail to take this into account. Most of them are aware, to some extent, that establishment propaganda is happening, but they fail to fully appreciate its effects, its power, and the fact that it's getting continually more and more sophisticated. They continue to talk about the need for a particular political movement or this or that new government policy or, you know, even for full-fledged revolution, but without ever turning and squarely focusing on the elephant in the room that none of these things are ever going to happen as long as most people are successfully propagandized into being uninterested in making them happen. It's just like trying to light a fire without first finding a solution to the problem that you're standing in pouring rain. Certainly, we can all agree that a fire is sorely needed because it's cold and wet and miserable out here, but we're never going to get one going while the kindling is getting soaked and we can't even get a match lit. The first order of business must necessarily be to find a way to protect our fire-starting area from the downpour of establishment propaganda. A decentralized guerrilla psy war against the propaganda machine is the best solution to this problem. So by psy war, I mean a grassroots psychological war against the establishment propaganda machine with the goal of weakening public trust in pro-empire narratives. People only believe sources of information that they trust, and propaganda cannot operate without belief. Right now, trust in the mass media is at an all-time low, while our ability to network and share information is at an all-time high. Our psy war is fought with the goal of using our unprecedented ability to circulate information to continue to kill public trust in the mass media, not with lies or propaganda, but with truth. If we can expose journalistic malpractice and the glaring plot holes in establishment narratives about things like war, Julian Assange, Russia, etc., we will make the mass media look less trustworthy. Now, by decentralized, I mean that we should each take responsibility for weakening public trust in the propaganda machine in our own way, like rather than depending on centralized groups and organizations. The more centralized an operation is, the easier it is for the establishment manipulators to infiltrate it and undermine it. This doesn't mean that organizing is bad. It just means that successful grassroots psy war doesn't depend on it. If we're all watching for opportunities to weaken public trust in the official narrative makers on our own personal time and in our own unique way, using videos, blogs, tweets, art, paper literature, conversations and demonstrations, will be far more effective. By guerrilla, I mean constantly attacking different fronts in different ways, never staying with the same line of attack for long enough to allow the propagandists to develop a counter-narrative. They build up particularly strong armour around one area, just put it aside, expose their lies on an entirely different front. These propagandists are lying constantly, so there's never any shortage of soft targets. The only consistency should be in attacking the propaganda machine as visibly as possible. As far as how you go about that attack, my best answer is that I'm leading by example here. I'm only ever trying to do the thing that I advocate, so if you want to know what I think we should all do, just watch what I do. I'm only ever using my own unique set of skills, knowledge and assets to attack the narrative control engine at whatever points I perceive to be the most vulnerable on a given day. So yeah, do what I do, but keep in mind that each individual must sort out the particulars for themselves. We've all got our own strengths and abilities that we bring to the Cywar. Some of us are funny, some are artistic, some are really good at putting together information and presenting it in a particular format. Some are good at finding and boosting other people's high-quality attacks. Everyone brings something to the table. The important thing is to do whatever will draw the most public interest and attention to what you're doing. Don't shy away from speaking loud and shining bright. Also, it isn't necessary to come up with your own complete how-it-is narrative of exactly what is happening in our world right now. With the current degree of disinformation and government opacity, that's just too difficult to do with any degree of completion anyway. All you really need to do is wake people up in as many ways as possible to the fact that they're being manipulated and deceived. Every newly opened pair of eyes makes a difference, and anything you can do to help facilitate that is energy well spent. Without an effective propaganda machine, the empire cannot rule. Once we've crippled public trust in that machine, we'll exist in a very different world already, and the next step will present itself from there. But until then, the attack on establishment propaganda should be our foremost priority.